You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the powerhouse News Talk station of North Alabama. And the biggest show, according to the ratings in North Alabama afternoons, is this one. And we owe that to all of you as an amazing audience. Thank you for being a part of this with us. And we thank you for that daily. But cannot say how much we appreciate you. All you right side ruffians out there. Hey, listen, I have a theory, not really a theory, I have this sense, this feeling that governors, they're executives. They're called to lead. They're not the legislative branch, not judicial branch. They're the executive branch. And governors, truthfully, are made before they ever take the office, meaning that the person who steps into the office has to have a backstory, a character, a moral upbringing, a something that brings to them that point that they can then go and lead the state. Well, I'm curious about each one of the candidates that we have and where they stand. Well, we have a new candidate in the race who just announced in the last couple of days. Lou Burdett's going to come on the line with us right now. Lou Burdett had a great career serving as the vice president, executive vice president, and chief operating officer for Books A Million, the entire corporation. He also founded a Christian retail store in 1998 in Birmingham. And then in 2002, he went on to become the president of King's Ranch, or King's Home, I'm sorry, that many of you are familiar with, a Birmingham Christian nonprofit that helps to heal and restore and transform the lives of residents who are escaping abuse and domestic violence. All that to say, he's got an interesting background, and now he wants to be your governor. We're glad to have him on. Lou Burdett, thanks for joining us on Right Side Radio today.
Hey, Phil, Lou Burdett, somebody that's on the right side. How about that?
Well, that's a great way to start the interview. Lou, I don't know if you heard my comments there, but I'm a firm believer that you got to know the backstory on people. I mean, if you want to run for the highest office in the state on the executive side of things, I would hope that there's something to you more than just I want to be in politics. And so, you know, I've read your bio a little bit, but just give us the quick snapshot here. Tell us who Lou Burdett is.
Hey, Phil, I tell everybody, thank God I'm not a politician, because that's not what we need. What has politicians, lifelong politicians, got us in the last 40 or 50 years? Bottom of the list in everything. We need a new leader. We need someone who wants to go in there and do what's right, has a business background with common sense, but also cares about the needy, that cares about the homeless. I spent the last 19 years at King's Home fighting for abused youth and moms and kids, and I understand that plight, and I want to help all Alabamians. That's my message of unity. I want to help all Alabamians, and that is what I am dedicated to doing, and thank you for letting me on your show to talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, so Lou, you, if I'm not mistaken, you grew up in little old Roanoke, Alabama, right down the road near Piedmont, up in the northeast part of our state. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, sir. I grew up in Roanoke. I was sacking groceries from the earliest age I can really remember. I was so little, my dad owned a family-owned grocery store in Roanoke, and I was so little, Phil, that I could put the groceries in the sack, but I was too little to carry them out. So I was pretty young.
Well, you went on, I think, to you got your degree at University of Alabama, I believe, majored in finance, and then found your way into corporate life with Books A Million at some point. But tell me what it is about leaving corporate life that brought you back to work at King's Home. Because me myself, I used to be on full-time staff with a ministry called Young Life, so I could certainly appreciate going to work for a Christian nonprofit. It's not glamorous. It's not high pay, generally speaking, but it's a mission. So how'd you get there?
You know, God just opened the door, and that's truly what brought me to King's Home. I love my career at Books A Million. I learned more in 13 years as chief operating officer than I could have learned 30 years anywhere else, and I wouldn't give anything for that, because it built on my solid background of watching my dad run a small-town grocery store as a small business owner, and I'd love to talk about that in a minute. But I learned so much from my dad growing up in that family business, and it just translated so perfectly to being not only in retail, but being a business leader and working hard there. Hey, my dad taught me, obviously, he taught me a really strong work ethic. And then when I went to came to Kingsholm, where I, you know, just still am today, essentially, just having announced for governor, you know, it's bringing that business background that every ministry needs, every nonprofit needs, because we need accountability. We need to make sure every penny counts in ministry, and to have that business background and to really resonate with our residents, that it takes a fighting spirit too. And I learned that from a tragic experience as a teenager growing up, where I was a victim of violent crime.
Well, and I know about that, and I may want to get to that violent crime moment in a minute, because I'm sure that helped toughen your skin some. But let me ask you this first, since we were talking about your business background, your experiences. So chief operating officer for a major corporation like Books A Million, that's a company that spans multiple states and has, I would imagine, probably several thousand employees. Can you give us perspective on that? How big was the organization that you were COO for?
Oh my gosh, Phil. When I first started with Books A Million in 1985, we had about 30 stores and we're doing about $28 million in volume. When I left, we had over 200 stores and we're doing about $350 million in volume. And it was, that's why I learned so much in 13 years, helped take the company public. And we had a great team and people working together and solving solutions and having that common sense business background. And so it's just invaluable, you know, and it's also just working through the times that you got to work 100 hours a week to take a company public, and you got to solve problems. And you got to hire and fire people, unfortunately. You got to hire good people, and sometimes you got to fire them. And, you know, just that invaluable experience of growing a company that was really small to something really big. And, you know, Books A Million is still thriving today, I guess.
Yeah, and so you talked about your dad. I would imagine there were values and things that you picked up along the way. I mean, how much of that came from your time working at dad's store, and what was the deal there?
Oh my goodness. You know, a strong work ethic. Nobody worked harder than my dad, and you didn't stay around him for 5 minutes unless you could do that same thing. And he taught me that from an early age, and my mom taught me to have a strong spiritual conviction from an early age. And God transformed my life when I was 15 years old. And, you know, that really helped get me out of that well. You know, I believe God for, doing the impossible. With God, all things are possible. And you can go read my story because it's a little lengthy, but I do believe that. And, you know, he gave me the strength to get out of that well when I was shot and stabbed and thrown in the bottom of the well to die. And that makes me a fighter, and that's why I'm fighting to do what's right for Alabama.
Well, and so Lou, in a minute, we're not there yet, but in a minute, we're going to take a break. And when I come back, I want to hear about that experience with the well, because I think that's definitely a part of your testimony. And I'd also want to hear after the break about your vision for the state. But right now, I want to point out that I'm looking at your website. Join Lou in 22 is what it's called, or it's louin22.com. And I'm looking at it. You actually have, yeah, that's it. You actually have a whole tab on there about people joining you in prayer. And so speak to us about that for a second.
Oh, thank you so much, Phil, because on July 20th, I said the most important thing in this campaign is covering it in prayer. And so about 10 of us came together and we said, we're going to be committed to praying with each other every Tuesday at 2:22, because it's Lewin 22. And so every Tuesday at 2:22, we've been praying since July 20th. We've done that every single week, and that's why I announced on Tuesday, January 4th at 2:22 to run for governor, because that means so much to me, and I know that prayer works. And so I'm asking Alabamians to join me in prayer on this campaign, and that's why you can sign up to be a prayer warrior at louin22.com.
All right. Well, tell you what, Lou, can you hang on through a break? We're going to take a short break, come back. I want to talk to you some more. Are you good with that?
Thanks so much, Phil. I'll be here.
All right. So we're on with Lou Burdett, who has recently announced that he is running for governor. His website, if you want to see it while we're on the air with him right now, you can take a quick look at it at louin22. That's L-E-W, louin22.com. One more in the governor's race. I've said the last couple of days, I think Governor Kay Ivey may be more vulnerable right now than she's ever been. And she's certainly drawn some pretty solid competition. Lou Burdett, Tim James, Linda Blanchard. Yeah, stable's getting a bit full. We'll come right back, talk to more some Lou Burdett, get some of his backstory and his vision. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Conservative, just plain right. Broadcasting across North Alabama, South Tennessee, and points beyond. You can go stream it live online at rightsideradio.org. That's why we have listeners in all kinds of states and all over this state for that matter. AM, FM's great. Internet takes you everywhere. Going back to the phone right now, Lou Burdett, who is running for governor, has an interesting background we've been talking about. Got a resume that says business. Got a resume that says ministry and passion. Lou, you have a personal story, though, from your childhood that is certainly part of your testimony. I mean, like, for instance, we got a candidate, Mike Durant, running for U.S. Senate. He can talk about the day he was shot down in Mogadishu. You yourself have your own story that kind of had a shaping experience on you as a kid. Give us the quick version of that.
Yeah, Phil, you can't go through a near-death experience and it not greatly affect your life, but in a positive way. God used a tragic event to shape me, to make me stronger, to make me a fighter. And that's why I want to take this fight all across Alabama to really do what's right for this state. When I was 15 years old, I was leaving my dad's grocery store. It was 2 days after Christmas, December 27th, 1974. Two guys pulled a gun on me at gunpoint, forced me into their car, took me out to the middle of nowhere, shot me, stabbed me, cracked my head open with the butt end of the gun, threw me down an old water well, dropped boulders on top of me to cover me up, and left me for dead. And truly, Phil, that's the 15, 20-second version, and God gave me the strength to get out of there. There's just no physical way I should have been able to get out except for His strength. And I'm just so thankful now for that experience because it did make me a fighter. It taught me to never give up. It taught me to persevere. And when I share that story with our residents here at King's Home, you know that we've all experienced pain and suffering and disappointment in life. There's not all your listeners, and we all have that in common, right? And so when abused youth and moms and kids come to King's Home, I said, hey, you know, we've all experienced those things very hurtful in life, but then how do we move on past that? And that's an important thing for all of us to be able to learn to persevere, learn to be an overcomer, learn to be a survivor. And all of our residents at King's Home are survivors. And we say Jeremiah 29:11 is real. God has a plan and a hope and a future for your life. And what happened to you is wrong, but you can make something good out of it. And I think that's a great message for all of us. We all need hope and opportunity, right?
Absolutely. And what an amazing story. And Lou, I mean, I know that was years ago, but the fact that you're able to use that till to this day to expand the kingdom, if nothing else, is an amazing story. And you actually climbed out of that well yourself, right? It wasn't like somebody found you and threw a rope down. You actually somehow got out of the well on your own. Is that right?
100% on God's strength. Nobody got me out of that well but God, that's for sure. And so That's why I'm just... You know, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, that when we're the weakest, He's the strongest, and that's the only thing that got me out of that well. But God, I would have had, in His grace and His intervention, I would have died in the bottom of that well. There's just no other way to explain it.
Well, you certainly got a platform now to be able to tell that story. So, Lou, you got this calling right now to run for governor, and here you are. Give us we got and by the way, this is the softball interview. This is the one where you get to say whatever you want to say. So, you know, if we have an opportunity again later on, I'll ask you some hard questions. But right now, I want to know who Lou Burdett is, and tell me this: you got about 3 minutes here. What is your vision? Why are you running for governor? And I heard some of it earlier about taking us to new levels, but are there policy positions that you're going to take that you think are not being taken right now?
Phil, you've been in this arena for a long time, and it just breaks my heart that when I left college 40 years ago, we were at the bottom of the barrel in education, healthcare, and prisons, just those three. And nothing has changed in 40 years since I left the University of Alabama. And that's just heartbreaking, because we have a great state. We have great people. It does not have to be that way. And we need new leadership with a new vision that cares about people more than politics, that cares about making a change in Montgomery and not the next election, because I could care less about the next election. But I care about this election because we need a leader who will go down there, who doesn't owe any political favors, who nobody has influence over me, and I'm going to go back down there, and I'm going to turn Montgomery upside down. I'm going to be a fighter. I'm going to be an agent for change. I'm going to be a disruptor. And as hard and as fast as we can make change in Montgomery, believing that there can be a better hope for education. We're 47th in education, 51st in math. We're 45th in health care. We're 43rd in prisons. And it just doesn't have to be that way. And I look forward to the next time we talk, because I'd love to talk about policy things on how to move this state forward. And it's just not that hard. It just takes leadership and somebody that's not bought and paid for as a lifelong top politician that owes favors, and they're worried about, oh, I'm going to upset this group or I'm going to upset this person. I don't have any of that. I'm going to be the agent for change. I'm going to be the disruptor.
All right, Lou Burdett, I look forward to hearing more about this campaign as we move along. But for right now, I certainly appreciate you being on Right Side Radio, and appreciate the fact that you're not only willing to share who you are with the world, but share your faith at the same time. So thank you, my friend, for that. And we look forward to having you back on in days to come. You have a great day.
Thank you so much, Phil.
All right, folks, that was Lou Burdett. He is your newest candidate in the race for governor. So now we have had on the show, we've had Tim James, we've had Lou Burdett now. We had Linda Blanchard back on when she was running back in the day for U.S. Senate, and we'll try to have her on again too. I question whether Governor Ivey will do press interviews, but I'll certainly be reaching out to her office soon, because this race just got crowded. It appears it got crowded with some quality. And so it's going to be interesting, because right now, I would say this is Phil Williams is giving his, you know, for what it's worth, perspective. I think that Kay Ivey is, has been in politics for quite a while. She's very savvy. She polls well right now, but I do believe that she is probably more, vulnerable as a candidate right now than she's ever been. And if one of these, you know, up and comers can come in here and capitalize on that moment, you're going to wind up having a new governor. We'll see how it plays out. They're going to have to run their campaign in such a way that it appeals to people, but it also points out what needs to be different. That's the way it's got to go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.